Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Paul Jones, president of Nunsco Resources Limited. The company trades on the TSX, and their ticker symbol is NWI. And Nunsco Resources is a natural resource company which is engaged in the acquisition, exploration, and development of precious and base metal deposits. Thanks for joining us today there, Paul.
Thanks very much for having me.
Great. Now, start off with today's news, which you found positive metallurgical testing results in your Prairie Lake project.
That's right. Prairie Lake is one of the several projects that we currently are operating. It's an interesting project in that it's a multi-commodity project with a very good location and very easy access. And we've been working that project for a number of years and have sort of moved on to process testing to determine whether or how we might upgrade various of the minerals in the project to sort of economic levels. And that was the subject of that. The release that just went out actually was a review of the project and the potential for that type of thing happening.
Great. Now, yeah, bring us up to speed on some of your other key projects, including your flagship project is in Diabase Peninsula.
Well, we have two. Diabase Peninsula is very much a very important project to us. That's a uranium project in the Athabasca Basin in Saskatchewan. It was a few years ago voted as the second most likely project in the basin to produce a significant discovery. As I said, it's a uranium project. It has a number of the hallmarks of a good exploration project in the basin. It's got the right sort of geology, the right sort of structure, the right geochemistry, right geophysics. It has a number of things that make it a good project with a good potential for discovery. And the work that we've been doing is certainly showing smoke. I mean, we've drilled our most recent drilling program was a $2.9 million program that we completed in 2008. We came up with values that were very anomalous with regards to uranium within the rocks of the project. And our other project, if you like, our other flagship project is the Cameron Lake gold deposit in northwestern Ontario, which is a developed gold deposit with about 450,000 ounces of gold in various resource categories. And as I say, developed down to about 900 feet vertically.
Great. And so talk about some of the trends right now in gold and uranium and as well as, you know, precious metals and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, in particular, of course, the gold trend is one to
right.
one to take notice of these days, and with the recent rise in the price of bullion, Cameron Lake really has come into its own again. The property has been within the company, held by the company, since the 1980s, and the fact that we've got a developed project down to 800-900 feet vertically, three levels of development on this gold resource with high quality resources, measured and indicated resources, puts the company well ahead of a number of other junior explorers out there. I mean, we actually have a developed gold project, and on top of that, we have other infrastructure, if you like, that goes with that deposit. We own a mill. It's not on site, but we do own a mill that we can move to site, which is an appropriate size mill for production at Cameron Lake. We've just recently moved a large crusher around to Cameron Lake to be prepared for any production that might potentially occur there. And we continue to look into the local region for other projects that could be operated in conjunction with Cameron Lake. There are the Rainy River Lake of the Woods area hosts a number of small deposits, many of which won't make it on their own. But if a company is able to establish a mill in the area. As I said, we own a mill and contemplating moving it around to Cameron Lake. A company that starts to operate a mill will be able to process material from some of these other deposits. So it's a very positive situation, we think, for us.
Great. And so talk about some of the company's joint ventures and strategic partnerships.
With regard to, at present we are working under a joint venture with, and this is not related to Cameron Lake, but we are working under a joint venture with Xstrata Copper on a project in Turkey, and have been now for a few years. It's reputed to be one of the largest copper anomalies in the Turkish, it's known as the Pontides Metals Belt. It's the northern part of Turkey. It's a very big project that we are working with Xstrata over there. It's 15 cubic kilometers of copper anomalous rock, some gold associated with it, and some of the drill holes have also been intersecting molybdenum at greater depths within the drill hole. So that's just another plank that we are working with.
Good. And so in terms of the way that the company works within the sector, would you say that, you know, alliances and partnerships are a very important part of your business model?
Well, certainly if it works. I mean, New Insco very much is an explorer and developer, and but if we are in a situation where we're working with someone who is equally committed to a project, then that's an ideal situation, because it does spread some of the risk out.
Good answer. And so you mentioned you own your own mill. Now, what are some of the other things that makes you know, the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, we have a diversity of projects. I mean, we very much are not a single commodity company. So we have uranium in Saskatchewan, which I mentioned. We have gold in northwestern Ontario. We've got the copper gold project in Turkey, as well as a volcanogenic massive sulfide project in Turkey. That's a copper zinc gold silver project, and the Prairie Lake project, which we touched on at the very beginning of the interview, which is a tantalum, niobium, phosphorus, rare earth, uranium project. So, I mean, we have exposure to much of the periodic table of elements within the company, and can activate projects as they become of greater interest to investors. And Cameron Lake is a case in point. There's a project that's been in the company since the 1980s, and with gold over $1,000 now, it is coming into its own, and it's developed. It's ready to move forward aggressively. And, it certainly does put New Insco ahead of the curve of a number of other juniors. I mean, New Insco has been around now for 40 years, operating more or less under the same management and same conditions. It's a company with a lot of history and a lot of experience. So very, very good company.
Definitely. And so in terms of investors, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction and message for the company?
It's always a challenge to get that message out. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's something that we work at diligently. We certainly do have questions about, because of the number of commodities that we have within the property portfolio, we do have questions
right.
about how you model the company and how it's moved forward, but we consider it to be an advantage. So it's a matter of, to some extent, a matter of choice as well, of course. But we think that we are well positioned to take advantage of whatever's going on out there.
Well, good. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience there, Paul, as well as that of some of the key management team at New Insco.
Well, I'm a geologist. I've been doing what I do since 1982, 83. So what's that, 26, 7 years or so? I've been working in the mineral industry. I worked on a number of New Insco's projects dating back almost to that time, to 1983 or so, is when I first started working with New Insco. So I've got a lot of history with the company itself. But I've also worked for about 20 junior explorers, Canadian junior explorers as well. So I've got a fairly broad range of experience in the Canadian junior mining and exploration sector. We have Rene Gallipo, who is the CEO. He has comes from the financial side of the industry and has got a wealth of experience in sort of the CFO and CEO levels. As I said, brings a wealth of experience on the management side of this of this game. Warren Holmes, who is the chairman of the company, was senior vice president with Falconbridge Limited before taking up positions with various junior mining companies, and again, vast knowledge of the mining industry in Canada. I think we have a very significantly experienced board and management team that runs this company.
Well, good. And what are some of the goals that the management team hopes to accomplish over the course of the next 12 months? Some of the milestones.
Well, we continue to work aggressively with on the Cameron Lake file, if you like. We've got the mill, and we're looking at ways at which we could advance that project. There's a regulatory side to it, which we are diligently working through. We also will be, as I said at the very beginning of the interview, working on Prairie Lake to see what might be done with the processing side of that project. And then of course there is there's Diabase Peninsula, and there is the Turkish projects, and most recently we announced that we were seeking licenses in Egypt, which is a new frontier, if you like, for gold exploration. Hasn't been explored significantly for decades, so none of the modern techniques that that we take for granted in North America have been applied to many of these areas in Egypt, and we're looking to acquire some ground there because we think that there is great potential to move into an area that is really virgin territory.
Certainly, and once again, joining us today is Paul Jones, president of Nunsco Resources, which Nunsco Resources Limited, which trades on the TSX, ticker symbol is NWI, and is currently trading at 7 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Paul, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, it's got great management and board of directors, very seasoned, very experienced. It's vastly underpriced, we think, for the quality of the property portfolio, project portfolio that it currently holds and anticipates holding going forward. And it's aggressively looking at opportunities. It's certainly not sitting back now and hoping for better days. We're out there beating the bushes, looking for opportunities. So you've got a number of very good points that make this company a good buy, I think.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on some of your upcoming milestones. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Paul, and to update our investors.
You're very welcome, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to get the story out there.
Anytime.